Welcome back to True on Talks.
With Linda and Rachel.
Yeah, I'm real hormonal right now. And, when they say menopause is from hell, it's true.
They
Your
mean it.
body's on fire and everything. It's quite a trip I'm on over here. Just getting through it.
Yeah.
How
Just
you
faking it
doing?
till you make it every
I'm just
day.
faking it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rachel and I are gonna do our best, but we got hormones today. Even know where they're at. So yeah.
Yeah. So we might be
Well,
all over the place.
so
We get
just bear with
distracted,
us.
but yeah, thank you for bearing with us.
We're just making it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the difference between what's a like stable relationship and a healthy relationship. And I think there is some overlap. So we're going to view this as kind of like a, is it a Venn diagram, the two circles that overlap a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one circle is going to be stable relationship, the other circle is going to be healthy relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you hear the word stable? Just definition wise.
Great question. Homeostasis, where my nervous system is co-regulating with your nervous system, and when we're in the room together, it feels safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a sense of longevity. Like we've been together for a long time. We plan on being together for even more time.
Yeah, it's a continuous of, ups and downs through the life experiences.
Right.
Yeah,
It
wow.
endures over time. There's maybe some sense of predictability and consistency there.
Yeah. That you've got my back and I've got yours. And when the world's falling apart, I can reach for you and you'll be there for me. So we're just sort of stable. I think that's stable and secure. I mean, there's differences, right, Rachel? What would you say stable versus secure attachment? Like a
Like healthy, like are we using secure to describe like healthy relationship? I think
yeah,
the
'cause
difference is
stable.
like, yeah, I think the difference is like healthy is like we're making each other's lives better. Like we're promoting growth, we're fulfilling each other's needs and longings.
Yeah. And with stable, it's like, well, I guess you could depend on the person. So in the beginning, I wasn't saying that correctly. Stable versus secure attachment. Stable is I can rely on you to show up and be there, but we're not emotionally co-regulating. We're just kind of,
Right. I think that's right. Yeah. I couldn't think of the words. You said that beautifully. Yeah.
thank
So
you.
stable, it's like there's consistency, you know, maybe we help each other get like chores done. Like I know that we're both going to come home at the end of the day. Maybe we're good co-parents, but it's missing the emotional piece. There's physical safety. But maybe emotionally, it doesn't feel quite safe to be vulnerable, right? To tell you that I'm feeling scared or sad or lonely. Whereas
Right.
if you're in a healthy, secure relationship, the stability's there. And also, you feel safe enough emotionally to have those deeper, more vulnerable conversations, the hard conversations.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So, what would be the preference for some folks? What do you think most people would opt in for?
I think it's going to depend on your attachment style. I
Bingo.
think avoidant attachment would be
Yeah.
totally comfortable and okay with just a stable relationship, because that vulnerability is, I don't want to say like not as important to them, but that it's just really scary.
Yeah, it's true.
I think they convince themselves it's not important to them because they've never got the chance to experience that in a positive light. But I think an anxious of attachment style would much prefer a healthy. They want to have deeper conversations and explore their partner's heart and mind and experience openness.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's correct. Yeah. The in the chaotic attachment style might be scared of stability.
That makes sense.
So if you grew up, and we've talked about this before on podcast, if you grew up with a love-hate relationship with a primary caregiver, you might not thrive in stability that way. You might think this doesn't feel predictable or familiar, so I need to create some chaos.
Yeah, let's spice things up. Let's really
Spice
create
it
some
up.
drama, create some chaos, make conflict. Yeah. Because when I think stable, I think like there's not constant conflict or tension. We're not screaming and yelling and fighting at each other all the time. Like, we're just not really talking about anything, though. Like, you know, if it's stable and unhealthy versus stable and healthy.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes good sense. Yeah.
We're all stable, unhealthy. We're all kind of just brushing everything under the rug. We're taking the choose your battles phrase to the extreme because we're just not fighting any battles. Because it just doesn't seem worth it to rock the
Yeah.
boat.
Yeah, so
Seems too risky.
seems too risky. Yeah, so just bury it.
Yeah, we're just tolerating each
Tolerate it,
other
yeah.
in that stable, unhealthy. Yeah.
And can these marriages or relationships, there's a that work just stable, you think, for a lifetime?
Well, it depends on what you mean by work. Do I think people can stay married for a lifetime in that stable, unhealthy dynamic? Yes. I think people do it all the time.
What
So
might
what do
be
you mean
some
by work?
reasons? Yes, you're right, Rachel. Yeah, but what might be some reasons someone would just stay in a stable bond relationship versus an emotionally secure?
Plenty of reasons. You have children together and you don't want to miss out on experiencing holidays and time with your children, because you know if you leave, you're going to lose some of that due to split custody. There could be financial reasons. If you leave, you would not be able to afford living in this economy as a single parent
Oh, yeah, that's for
or just a
sure.
single individual, even with no children.
Other reasons might be religion, like
Yeah.
you brought up, so that you once you're married, you're always married, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be a lot of reasons people just stay in a stable, predictable relationship.
Sure.
Yeah.
You might believe this is as good as it's going to get. Like this is what long-term relationships turn into. And maybe it's better than what you experienced, your parents or caregivers behaving. You know, maybe there was a lot of conflict and fighting, and the fact that you don't have that, even though you can't be emotionally vulnerable or as close as you would like, just the calm stability is better than what you witnessed growing up.
Good point. Yeah. So stable. And then what might you miss out on? I'm thinking about, What might you miss out on if you just stay in a stable relationship, but it's not emotionally secure? There's no passion, there's no movement.
Yeah, I think you miss out on getting coffee. Take a sip of water.
Oh, yeah. Got my oregano. Guys, oil of oregano. I'm not advertising. I'm not getting money from this company, but this is what I'm living on right now for my cough. So, yeah. Wild oregano.
Yeah, I think you miss out on the fulfillment of companionship, feeling cared for. People do have emotional needs as much as our individualistic society wants us to believe we don't. We do need to feel loved and cared for and respected.
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
And
you may
waste.
have,
Go
you're
ahead.
right. The hierarchy, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you may have your food, shelter, and water, and you know, those basic needs met. Self fulfillment or self-actualization of who you are with this other person may never come to fruition. Yeah.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs, for anyone who's unfamiliar, is an image. It's a triangle and it's split into different levels. And the bottom two levels are food, water, and shelter. The third one up from the bottom is love and belonging as a
Thank
need.
you.
Yeah. And so basically, love and belonging only becomes not a priority if you're, without shelter, food, and water. So to me, it means it's pretty important.
Oh yeah, for sure. Can't become self-actualized and live out a purpose if you don't have love and belonging.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-esteem is actually above love and belonging. And so
Ah,
we
gotcha.
can't
Okay.
fully experience having self-esteem, right? Or like positive view of self if we have not experienced a sense of love and belonging with other. They go hand in hand.
Isn't that what people need right now? Love and belonging. I'm talking about
Yes.
genuine.
Yeah.
In their community and in the world, just like there's love here and there's belonging, and people are here for me. Yeah. That's what we need to create, a utopia. Me and Rachel,
Yes.
we're gonna create utopia pods. Come visit our utopia. Love and belonging, not a cult.
I was like thinking to myself, this sounds a little cold.
Little cultish, we'll all live in pods. Yeah. Kumbaya. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what
Is
we long
important.
for.
Yeah. And when we don't have that, we do experience anxiety and depression and
Thank you.
mental illness.
Yeah. So people have the unmet need of belonging and love and being cared for, which helps them to feel a part of the bigger picture, and then they thrive and grow, and they don't feel sad and anxious. Yeah. So I'm looking at our notes. So I feel like we're really doing a good job here, even though we're winging it. We know a lot. So Rachel especially has the intellect for just doing it on the whim here.
Yeah.
You know, you're
So
both
I
coming at
guess
home. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I guess in short, the difference between stable and healthy would be, stable, it lasts, it can sustain over time, but
Right.
healthy, like it's actually good for you. It
Yeah.
improves your life and makes it better.
Yeah. And if you're in a relationship where it feels, not emotionally secure and not safe, then you probably could benefit from emotionally focused therapy, couples therapy,
I
right?
think stable relationship that wants to become healthier isn't like probably top tier ideal candidate for emotionally focused therapy. Yeah.
Say
We
that
do
again, Miss
work.
Rachel.
Yeah, I would say I think that couples that are in stable relationships but want their relationship to become more healthy are like top tier best candidates for couples therapy.
Oh, yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. Because they're not really in a negative cycle, they're not fighting.
Going to make fast progress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in an unstable relationship, please still go to couples therapy. You're still a great candidate. We work with people who are highly dysregulated in extreme conflict all the time, and they still do experience success as long as both partners want to be in a relationship and want to fight for that bond.
You're right, Rachel, and that requires, before you enter couples therapy, like to ask the questions. Are we here to heal and reconcile? Are we here as a last ditch effort?
It's an important question because hard truth time, people that come in as a last ditch effort that don't have a set goal of healing the bond are probably not going to experience healing the bond. This is just a box that we're checking to say I've tried everything.
And I like to say, hey, transparency builds trust, and trust builds secure bonds.
Yes, it
Dr.
does.
Leanne Campbell taught me that. And so we put everything on the table and we go through each little injury that happened through along the way. I'm sorry that I didn't call you that whole week when I had to travel for work. I was really just hyper focused, or I'm sorry that I overlooked you when you were sad over the loss of your dog. Just all
No.
these little hurts along the way.
Yeah.
So having
Yeah.
a safe, emotionally secure bond looks very different than a stable relationship.
Right. And so, how do we move from just being stable to actually being healthy and secure?
Good question. I think we're answering that,
I
right?
think we are. I think a big part of it is moving from, I think in stable relationships, people mainly have conversations about logistics, what chores need done, what bills need paid, what is our schedule as far as like, work, personal outings, kids, whatever. But if you're in a healthy, secure relationship, you still have to talk about logistics, but you're also talking about how you're feeling, more personal, just checking in on each other. How are you? How was your day? Like, yeah.
Are you
Do you need
feeling?
anything from me? Yeah, how are you feeling?
What's it like to go back on site full time? Things that maybe they haven't gotten curious about, your partner hasn't thought about, and you just want to bring it up. Bring it to light so you guys can have some heart to heart.
Yeah.
So, this was a great idea for a podcast, and I love the feedback on it, and it's good. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna
I
let you
think people,
decide. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I'll just quickly say, like, before we wrap up here, I think it's really common for people to fall into kind of a rut and end up in what we've been calling just kind of like this stable but not secure type of bond because maybe you've tried to talk about a fear you have or your feelings being hurt and it hasn't gotten anywhere. Maybe your partner was like became dismissive, and that hurt even more. And so it's like, you run into a wall so many
Right.
times, you're not going to continue running into that wall. Eventually, you're probably going to give up.
That's
And that's
true.
when conversation tends to become just logistics only, right? Like, what do we need to do to just kind of continue functioning as a family, keep moving along here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, though, those unmet needs, you're going to find other ways. This is the truth about human nature. You're going to find other ways to meet that need, sometimes not in the right ways. Pornography, affairs, talking to people online, because you're looking for something you're not getting. And so it's easy to judge people for
Love and
these things.
belonging.
Love and belonging, right? So it's
Yeah.
easy to judge people for behaviors, but they're not living in those four walls that you're living in and what it feels like to be alone all the time. So, or maybe it'll be alcohol that you'll choose to soothe, self-soothe, because you don't have love and belonging. So, people are quick to judge those behaviors, but they're trying to keep it moving and keep it stable without disrupting the whole family
Yeah.
system. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the body kind of does work. Like, we're not robots, but I'm going to use the term like kind of like as a
Right.
machine in a way, right?
Yeah.
Like, we need to, make sure everything's working, right? And if it's not, like, if we can't get the part or the need
Yeah.
met, we're going to use duct tape and bubble gum, right? And that's those unhealthy coping mechanisms, right? Maybe I'm like gonna go binge eat, or maybe I'm
Yeah.
gonna use alcohol or
Sure.
marijuana or talk to people on the internet or
Yeah. And
yeah.
none of those behaviors are good or healthy for you and your partner, and
Not
you have attachment needs that need to be met in that family system, in that bond with your partner. So, we're going to get our needs met. That's what humans do. We're mostly trying to stay out of pain and trying to
Yes.
find love. So,
Yeah.
that's a really
Yeah.
good podcast we've done today, Rachel. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks to our lovely therapist, Kaylin, for the idea.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Yeah. So hopefully this was helpful or, insightful to some, and we appreciate you listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.